We are here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City. With me is Leslie Wagner, who is with the Peanut Advisory Board, and we're at the opening session here, the opening reception. We have ice cream with lots of peanut products, and we got our peanut butter and jelly, grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and Peanut Advisory Board is the sponsor of this event. And just tell me, Leslie, about this year with the conference. What are you expecting with this year?
Well, gosh, we've got about 475 people registered for the conference this year, mostly farmers, of course. And we're excited to tell them about some of the promotional activities that we're working on right now on their behalf.
Well, let's look at one thing. In the little packets that you're handing out those little cute little two little chocolate things, and tell us about those.
Yeah, this was a really fun promotion. We went to the Metropolitan Cooking and Entertaining Show in Atlanta this year, and Paula Deen was there as the celebrity chef, and Tyler Florence, and we happened to meet at that trade show a company called Cherries Divine Chocolatiers, and they have these wonderful chocolate-covered cherries, and we said, well, you should do some peanut butter ones, and so we actually helped them develop a chocolate-covered peanut butter cherry. And they are going to be offering them on their products line. And so we're giving everybody a preview of that today.
A little free sample of what you have said is a rather high-end product.
It really is. This is a very high-end company. They really specialize in fancy corporate gifts, weddings, and things like that. So it is a high-end company. And peanut butter will be right there in the middle of it.
I know, that's cool. Kind of the common peanut butter, adding a common touch to a high-end product. I like that. But you have been very busy, the Peanut Advisory Board, despite the problems that the industry has had. You have had lots of great promotions already and more coming up. Tell me a little bit about them.
Well, we're just back right now from Screen on the Green. We did a co-promotion project with the National Peanut Board, and this was with the farmers in Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. And we put some advertising, television advertising, on the Braves games. And we also worked out, as part of that deal, sponsorship two nights at Screen on the Green, which is a big event in Atlanta at Centennial Olympic Park. The first night, people came to watch Field of Dreams. And there were about 8,000 people there. But we also sponsored the final night of the summer Screen on the Green, which was Ghostbusters, which has almost a cult following there. There were 16,000 people there. Lance gave us the new 100-calorie packs of toast cheese that we could hand out there. We handed out, obviously, peanuts. And we had Buddy McNutty there from National Peanut Board working the crowd. And we saw a lot of people.
Now, what do you have coming up?
Well, coming up, we have two Southern Women shows where we'll be, just like the Metropolitan Cooking and Entertaining Show in Atlanta, we'll be cooking from our booth. And actually, today you can taste some of the things that we sampled from the booth there. We've got one coming up in Birmingham and one coming up in Jacksonville. We've also got the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Show coming up in Orlando. We've got some food service things that we're working on with the magazines. We have some recipes and photographs placed in those that are coming out every month, and some trade shows for that as well.
What is the role exactly of the Peanut Advisory Board?
Peanut Advisory Board is really functions as almost an in-house public relations agency for the peanut farmers in Georgia, Florida, and Alabama, and now Mississippi. Mississippi just joined us this year, so we represent the peanut farmers in Mississippi as well. And we just basically get out there and generically promote peanuts and peanut butter. Of course, we push peanut butter because that's where most of our peanuts go in the Southeast.
Well, and of course, this year has been challenging because of the salmonella problem with peanut butter. How has that affected the Peanut Advisory Board's efforts?
You know, it was tough at the beginning of the year, obviously, January 9th, so we're right at 6 months since that whole thing was announced. And it was tough at the beginning because it was so unknown what was going on. And the list of products grew almost hourly there for a while. And so it was difficult because it was hard to say what was affected and what wasn't affected, especially after the company, PCA, declared bankruptcy. And so it was a little harder to promote then, but we still continue to talk about the good aspects of peanuts and peanut butter, you know, as much as we could without, you know, causing a problem. You don't make people feel like you don't care, because obviously we care more than you can even imagine. But people were very understanding about it, especially in food service where we deal a lot, but also just regular consumers. You know, we go to all of these shows and people come up and they say, oh, I cannot believe this company did this to these poor farmers. I can't believe that one company can ruin an industry. People get it. People get that it was one company, one bad actor that acted outside the law and in disregard for people's safety, and that they understand that the product is wholesome and that that's not representative of the whole industry. Consumption is back. You know, in April, we were back up, you know, 15% almost over the same month the previous year. And the month before that, we were up like 5.5%. So people are coming. They're back. They're coming back.
Well, and that's a great testament to the work that you do, the work that the whole industry has done to get out there, communicate the positive message and to let them know, don't you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing, too, that, you know, the peanut industry is really a very safety conscious industry as a whole. And so it is unfortunate that, you know, it only takes one bad apple, you know, but that's one of the things that the industry as a whole is really focusing now on, is not just good manufacturing practices, but here at this meeting, you'll hear us talking about a new program for good farming practices as well. And so the whole industry is really taking a look at how can we do an even better job than we've done before.
And it's a great story to tell. Well, thank you very much, Leslie. And we're here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.